You're a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having worked on our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Kansas City High School, where they're just getting ready to do their starting lineups. And some of the other games going on tonight in the first round of the Class C district action is Sandusky versus Harbor Beach. This game is probably the biggest game of the night for the fans-wise, as it's a rematch of last Friday night's game, folks.
Oh, it's way big for the players.
Oh, yeah.
I know the fans are going to love it, but I'll tell you, after that loss, Thursday,
8:36 that they lost, and talked to a couple of the coaches over there, and Harbor Beach went 0-for-6 from the free throw line in the last 3 minutes of the game there, and both of us know if you want to win a game, you got to win, shoot your free throws down.
That's for sure. Absolutely, but I can tell you, those kids will be fired up, and there will be definitely some soul searching already having been done, and they will be ready to play.
I think it's going to be a really totally different game from what it was the first matchup, where Sandusky led the entire game, and of course that one went back and forth. And to move on Wednesday night, though, they must not let Sandusky get into the game from the start to finish. They need to come out strong first, set the fast-paced tempo, and they need to be good from the free throw line, so Harbor Beach to win that game. For Sandusky, they need to play, come out and play the underdog role. They're not expected to win this game, so all the pressure's on Harbor Beach. They're the ones that lost on Thursday night. They're the ones that have to regroup and come back in. Sandusky's got the momentum right now, so as long as the Redskins can take care of the ball and attack the basket, I hope I'm not like that all night, they'll have a good chance of winning that game so they can take the Harbor Beach guards out of play, who are very key ones for them.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of pressure defense there. Coach Rubel knows that's what wins championships, and he's going to have his kids playing defense.
And I'm going to take Harbor Beach tonight, 45, Sandusky 40.
I'm taking Harbor Beach 57-49.
And then the other game, the USA Baddex one, and we'll talk about that later, I'm taking USA over Baddex.
Same here.
All right, we're ready for tip-off. We hope you guys are ready. Those of you that are unable to join us, we hope to bring you a great game, and tip-off is up, and it's won by Cass City. Cass City will be going from right to left on your dial in their home white. Everybody will be going from right to left in their black. And right off the bat, Cameron Dunnick tries to take it in, but he has a shot deflected there by none other than Lifrant, right into the hands of Booms. Booms brings the ball to the court, goes to the right side to Cleary, down in the corner. Throws it back over to Cleary, now inside to Josh White at the free throw line. He looks at the back door cut. Nobody's there. He finds Gloves, and he's cutting across the baseline.
He is a big, strong guy, and I don't know who's going to take the ball away from him. So
Gloves takes the three, and he opens up the ball game for the Bearcats with a good one. 3-0 early lead, 7:23 to go. Cassidy's second possession here. They get it over to the right side, down to Corbin. Swinging up to the top, they got Dunnick up top. He swings it over in the corner to Barney. Barney gets it back to the top to Orban. Orban swings it over to Ketter. Down to Dunnick. Dunnick gets it inside. Nice move there.
Big rebound. Have the big fella bringing it up the court, 6-5.
That's Lifrant brings it up there. Now he gives it off to Cleary. Cleary is starting to play catch. You can hear the Cassidy faithfuls in the background right there. Now over to the right side. Now they get it into Josh White. He throws it back out the ball. The ball tries again from the left side. No good. Rebound control by the Bearcats. Boom. Now he passes it down low. Block the swords and back to Boom. And now we're going to get a 3-second call. Boom is a chance under there.
Yeah. He got a rebound, kicked it out. Got another rebound, kicked it out.
He got it back there. And, you know, it's interesting. We had a comment on some of the games I've had to watch for recruiting this weekend in the NCAA one. One of the announcers, Carolyn Peck, said, I thought once the post player got it inside and kicked it back out, the 3 seconds started over again. I want to know if she ever read that.
Holy cow. I think she meant when a shot.
Yeah, I think she hoped to say, but in that time, Cordy Ubley tried to go in with the floater, and he had it knocked away and went back out to Ubley. This time, Boom takes the shot from the left side. His shot's no good. Rebound pulled down by Ketter.
Good to see him shooting, though. He's got to take those shots when he's open.
Ketter comes up, throws it to the left side to Barney. Barney throws it back to Kedren. They swing it around to Dunnick. They swing it down in the corner to Orban. Orban swings it back to the top to Barney for a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Lapro, but it's tipped away right into the hands of Dunnick. Dunnick goes down the line. He's working against Josh White. Now he has to throw it to the outside. He finds Barney. He finds Orban for a wide open three. High ball game. 5:43 to go here in the first quarter.
Great ball movement inside, outside.
Both teams' first players are really playing well right now. They're looking to go inside. If it's not there, they're going out. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball. The bigs are pushing each other around here.
Well, I think that little guard was trying to play defense on Marshall, and I think he's just a little too small. He's trying to hold on to him.
Yeah, that would be Orban. So, can you speak from there?
Yeah.
Okay. Orban gets the ball in over here to Grooms. Now back to the top to Cleary. He swings it around to Storms in the front of the Cassidy bench. Cleary's wide open. He takes a three. No good. Rebound by a light ramp, but it's tipped away. Now on the floor to pick it up is Barza. Barza's shot's up. No good. And Dunnick comes down with a rebound, but Barza's going to get called with the push from behind. And we're working with a two-man system tonight. The third ref failed to show up. I had a little bit of trouble, but it's going to be Fred Gallister and Julie Gill are doing the games tonight.
They got good legs. They're going to do a lot of running in this one.
I was talking to Fred before the game, and I said, man, I hope you brought your track shoes because it's going to be a long night. They get the ball to Kenner. Kenner goes coast to coast. The shot's no good. Long rebound controlled there by Barney. Now they throw it to Kenner just inside the three-point line on the right side. No good. Rebound tipped around. Light plant and Dunnick went up together, but they're going to call it off of Dunnick. And this looks good for Dunnick. He's playing some good. He's getting in there, and he's working tough with Marshall Lightprint, which he's going to have to do all night long. Coming baseline and up off the glass. A nice move there by Brandon Glover. He came baseline untouched.
Well, you know what? And the young guy was on the baseline, Israelson, and he didn't move very well on that, and he gave him the baseline, and then he went right by him. So.
And they almost had to bring Israelson in. He's their biggest player.
I mean, they got a matchup somehow.
And a floater there goes inside by Kettle from the paint. No good. Rebound by Glover. Glover pushes up the court. The Lightprint sprint move by Lightprint.
Beautiful
move. He didn't get it, but Josh White still with the tip in. And that's what I talked about before the game, Coach, is Josh White will clean up the spot.
He is a big body, and better than that, I think he's worked on his footwork. He's doing a great job of being on balance all the time.
He's ahead 7-3 now, 4:16 to go in the first. They get it down to Dunnick. Dunnick works against White. He goes up, and he gets the throw over White, and he gets the throw over Roll, and that roll falls in, making it 7-5, hopefully with the lead. Booms brings the ball up, comes to the left side to Glaza.
Actually, it's a box and one. They have Orban on
Lightprint. Yeah, they have that mismatch. You were talking about that, too, but
6 or 8 inches different.
Booms comes around to the free throw line. His shot goes up. No good. Dunnick gets the rebound. And he outlets it to Kedren. Kedren brings it up the right side where he's picked up there by Cleary. He tries to force him in the corner, but they throw the ball down in the corner to Orban. Now they get it into Israelson, who tries to go to Lightprint. He throws it back up. Dunnick gets the free throw line over to the left side. Barney. Barney tries baseline, tries to get the reverse layup. He gets the acrobatic shot.
I'll tell you, the guards are really good for Cassidy. They can keep them in the game.
And you know where you're at when you're on the home court to go in like he did and dribble that and throw it up without even looking back. 7-7, tie ball game here. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Booms to Cleary. Cleary back to Booms in the corner. Booms decides to go baseline and up off the glass. And Israelson tries to block it, but he got him with the body after the shot.
I'll tell you what, Orban is just having a horrible time trying to keep track of Lifrant. Marshall does a great job of using his body, and on that play, he created a giant hole for his guard to go baseline. So.
And Booms' first shot was up and good, and coming into the game for Kansas City now, we're going to see Morgan Erla making his first appearance, and also coming in is Alex Zaleski, the junior. And Israelson's going to sit down, and I didn't see who else checked out there. I believe it was Barney. It was. Second shot's no good. Also in for Ubley is Nowicki now, giving Josh White a quick break. Also, Jason Kaufman's in the game.
That's the other thing, the depth of the Ubley bench is going to help them a lot tonight.
And right there is a bad pass there right from Alex Gillespie. He tried to get into the post, but Marshall Lightprint picked it off, and he brings it all the way up the court. He gets it over to the right side to Booms. Booms finds Nowicki open and almost goes in.
Yeah.
His fingers are tipped up off the backboard and went right into the hands of Morgan Erla. Now Dunnick gets it. He's going to try to take it to Nowicki, and it was a good move by Dunnick. He saw Nowicki wasn't back and didn't have his feet set, and he took him to the hoop. And Nowicki's going to pick up his first, team's third.
Wow, that was on the floor, not shooting.
I missed some other fouls down there somewhere, evidently. That's Ubley's second, so I don't know who got the first one back there. But Cassidy inbounds the ball underneath. They get it over.